3 p.m. Today is Thursday, 2 p.m. session, May 21st. Carla, can you please call the roll?
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Adams?
Here. Commissioner Leonard.
Thank you, Mayor Adams. We have the ordinance for the Bureau of Development Service, the annual ordinance for permit fees. I have Paul Scarlett, Denise Klein, and I'm sure, do you have anybody else you want to bring with you?
Not right now.
Okay. I see you're well armed with competent staff.
Maybe in the second hour of the hearing.
Bring Rotate him up.
Thank you. Go ahead, Paul.
Are there more lights than this?
They're not working.
Oh, I thought Commissioner.
You looked like you were reading your speech by candlelight the last time.
It turns out that after 10 hours of consecutive USAM, they burn out.
Cost saving measures.
Mr. Scarlett, sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, no problem. So Paul Scarlett, Director for Bureau of Development Services. I am here with, to my left, Denise Klein, Senior Operations Business Manager for the Bureau. And I am pleased to share with you our fee increase proposal in that I've been the Bureau Director for, this is my fourth year, and I've come in front of you to ask for approval for fee increases because our Bureau is an operating fund Bureau, which relies heavily on fees. Most of our fund or operation is supported by permit fees. About 94% is what our operation is made up. Of 5% is general fund, another 1% is reimbursement through interagency agreements. The fee proposal in front of you is consistent with our goals each year of aiming to achieve 100% cost recovery and also to ensure that our reserve funds are met, our reserve goals. The Bureau of Development Services mission continues, and we strive earnestly and tirelessly in promoting building safety, livability for the city of Portland, and economic vitality. We do this through the various functions that's performed by all the employees in the Bureau relative to permit issuance, plan review, inspections, enforcement activities, property maintenance, and, of course, administrative services. And in conjunction with those sort of standard functions, we are excited to have embarked, particularly since Commissioner Leonard came on board, on huge outreach efforts focused on customer service and ensuring that our programs are effective, efficient, and reasonable and practical. I believe you have some handouts that shows pie charts. They're very colorful, and of course, our expert staff able to put this information together. It should help shed some light on how the Bureau's operation is broken out relative to its divisions. There are 7 divisions, its revenues, and its expenses. And we have information that's further included in the memo that I sent to you all that shows what our fee increases are proposed at. Generally, they're in the 5% range. This is through careful analysis with our industry partners, our internal financial analyst, and I do appreciate the assistance we get from the finance office in OMF and Claudio Capizano, hopefully I didn't butcher your name, has been very helpful.
Yeah.
Wonderful, thanks. And so we feel we have a package that reflects the level of service that a number or all of our customers have come to appreciate and hope to continue. It reflects our focus on ensuring that we have programs that are relevant, that we have technologies that keep pace with changing industry needs and customers' needs, and that we are forever looking at educational opportunities to train up our staff to stay competent, to ensure that our customer service goals and our performance goals are met. And we are also tied into a 5-year financial plan, and we use as good a projection and information that we have at our disposal from the state economists, from our industry partners, to put together a packet that meets the financial goals, that shows the Bureau's yearly budget and how it's supported through the fees and the different services that are in place to make this happen. I will turn to Denise to talk a little bit more specifically about some of the fees and be glad to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Denise Klein, Bureau of Development Services. One thing I would strongly mention is the one fee that we're not increasing, and that's our building permit fees. And that's significant because for a developer, it's usually one of the larger fees that we charge in the Bureau. So it's pretty significant that that is not being increased this year. We did look at the mechanical fees this year, and so there is a difference between our financial plan and this proposal. In that, in looking at our mechanical fees, we found that the revenues coming in for that program were only funding about half the program costs. So that fee is being increased. That's why that's at 10%. And over the next year, we'll be looking more carefully at that fee and proposing a five-year plan to bring that program up to cost recovery. The proposal also incorporates the proposal from the mayor's proposed budget to increase the land use services fee to 7%. And another thing that is not in this proposal is we are still really concerned about funding the neighborhood inspections program. And we're still doing some research on a neighborhood livability fee to see if there's something feasible to enable us to more robustly fund that program. So that we'll bring back to you. It'll be at least a month before we do that. And we're also taking a look at our appeal fees. And we'll likely bring those back to you. It'll be at least a month for those.
Thanks, Denise. I would like to add a little bit of a context. Certainly, we're all aware and can appreciate the difficult economic situation that the Bureau and the city is in. We have, over the period of 6 to 8 months, really explored a number of cost-saving measures. And one of the concerns that has been shared with us is the fee increases, are they aimed at making up the gap between the shortfall and the revenues that we're experiencing? And no way are they aimed at making up that gap. They are focused on recovering cost increases in wages, COLA, and such that occurs on a yearly basis. And our gap really have taken on other measures such as working closely with the union, working closely with our employees. We've implemented e-time in our Bureau, reduction in overtime, reduction in travel, in supplies and materials. And we have been very successful in exploring those options and working closely with our employees. And our budget did reflect 18.5 positions being eliminated from our budget by July 1st through what I just mentioned, along with severances as a tool. I am pleased to share with the council, because I shared with the employees this morning, that we will not have to cut any position. No action of layoff will be taken by the Bureau of Development Services. So that's something we're very proud of, and we share that with the union and all the affected employees who we had talked to back in February. We're not out of the woods, but we are very happy about making such good progress, and thought you'd like to hear that.
Well, and I just really want to underscore that point. This has been a really contentious issue and a lot of concern, as you can imagine, on the people that work at the Bureau of Development Services, beginning last Christmas season through now, on the possibility of losing their job. And it's a very traumatic thing for a person to contemplate. And Paul and his team in our office have worked diligently to develop this plan that Paul referred to avoid that possibility. It's been tough, but employees have agreed to various incentives. A number of things the council has agreed to do in amending the BHR rules that have given us more tools to specifically address the issue of trying to avoid layoffs. So I really want to commend Paul and his management team. They've worked very hard to meet that end. I think BDS has probably been challenged more than any other bureau to that end because of the reliance on permit fees to fund the bureau. And obviously with the economy the way it is, people aren't getting permits, and there's been a precipitous drop in BDS's revenue. So I want to commend you and the team for everything you guys have done to that end. I appreciate it a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome.
Any other discussion with council?
Well, I just wanted to, Denise, you said the building permits aren't going up. Can you point to where that is? Because everything I see has a higher fee associated with
well,
it.
Well, it's not there because it's not going up. So we didn't
put it
in the ordinance because we only put the changes in the ordinance. But if you look at our financial plan, it shows a 0% increase on building permit fees.
That's for commercial, residential?
Commercial, residential, right, mm-hmm. all of our building permit fees. Remodel, additions, new construction, any of those. So electrical, plumbing, yes, that's going up. Mechanical, yes, that's going up. But the actual structural permit for the actual structural work is not changing.
Okay. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
And I had a confirmation. Thank you so much for working with our office and getting my questions answered. My understanding is that the neighborhood inspections is currently funded with general fund as it has been funded in the past. Is that correct?
It's funded with both general fund and with fines and penalties. Mm-hmm. So there is some general fund in that program.
And that's in the mayor's budget, this
that's
proposed
right.
budget.
Right.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Any other discussion with council? Has anyone signed up to testify?
No one signed up.
Is anyone here that wishes to testify? I had a feeling. Come on up. You have 90 minutes.
No. Sweet. Open forum. This is great.
No. Okay, cool. My name is Simon Tompkinson, and I run a small architecture firm in town, and my day job is as a DRAC member. we've been working pretty heavily with Paul on not only looking at the day-to-day, but also looking at what's coming down the pike, what's actually showing up in the next 3 to 6 months, because we're equally concerned about that. And I have to commend Commissioner Leonard, Paul, but also all the bureau directors that are involved in the development services, because they've all been focused on this. I was here actually last October testifying previously, and we were under gathering clouds at that point, and the organization, the governmental body, everybody has actually come together and actually come up with some very good solutions. Now, I'm happy here to testify around this budget because we've worked on this budget with Paul and Denise and everyone, and hardly support it, everything. Now, that you don't usually hear that from industry, but we recognize that if we're asking for services...
Jim, did you get that part? I hardly...
yeah.
If we're asking for services. Yeah, this is really.
Can you just slow it down here?
All right.
Write that down. Yeah. He's with the Oregonian.
Okay. Well, there's a reason for this, and that is that time is money in the development world. And if we don't actually hit our targets, we lose our projects. I'll tell you, as a small architecture firm, we have gone through a really difficult time in the last 6 months. And so. One of the things that's critical for us is when we actually have a project moving, it has to move. We have no option on it. And the city has been a great partner in that process. Now, I want to highlight what Denise said. The building permit fee has not gone up. A lot of the tertiary fees associated with it have, but those are usually special case and they require more work. We appreciate that. We understand that that's actually the case in the development services arena. The other aspect of this is that we've been working with Denise well before this, actually in the last 4 years, about really looking at what the reserve fund for the Bureau is and making sure that our reserves cover, you know, any projected downturn like what we've had. And I've been working with DRAC for over 4 years now, and I've come consistently arguing for fee increases or fee adjustments to make sure that our reserve fund is in place for exactly the kind of thing that happened in the last 6 months. We would actually be in desperate trouble if we hadn't done that. And it's, again, I want to commend the whole staff and all the other bureaus also in actually be really listening to us in terms of being responsible in the overall budgeting of how our fees and services are calculated, but also how the service levels are actually adjusted. And we've seen that too. We've seen a shift in the hours. And we've seen a shift in terms of the resources allocated to the overall desk downstairs at the permit office. But we have not seen a change in service. And that is a critical distinction that I want to make. Obviously, I could complain about SDCs and all the other things, but that's not the deal. That's not what I'm here for. So, but I want to thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for coming in, spending some time with us this afternoon. Thank you for serving on the Development Review Advisory Committee.
Sure.
I worked with Commissioner Leonard a long time ago to establish the membership of that committee. So is this a consensus with the neighborhood folks and the environmental folks as well? Did everybody support
this letter? It's unanimous.
Great.
Unanimous.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
That's a great advisory group, and you do an excellent job there, Stuart, and we really appreciate your professionalism and balanced approach. It's been a real asset.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. Unless there is anyone else in the room that would like to testify, we stand in recess till 6 p.m. Good job, Paul. Denise.
Paul. Hey, Paul.
What's that?
There's no meeting at 4 today. Good gracious. We spent so much time to get to this.
So, Commissioner Saltzman isn't going to be there tonight.
I figured it's Thursday. We do it next Thursday, but you don't want to wait for that, so. Okay, Wednesday morning, 9:30 agenda sometime. Yeah, shouldn't be too big of a morning agenda.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you then. Yeah.
We've got a 420 something as the mark.
Yeah, we may see state championships this weekend.